Looking for your next binge-worthy series or film to add to your streaming queue? Check back with Village Life every Friday for Jordan Parker's comprehensive insights on the week's most buzzworthy programs from top streaming services like Netflix, Crave, Amazon Prime, and beyond. Paramount Plus, Confess, Fletch. One of the funniest movies of the last 5 years, this pseudo-sequel to the hit 1980s Chevy Chase hit is an absolute riot. It kind of irks me that this one didn't get a wider release, because audiences would have absolutely adored it if they had the chance to see it. Alas, in the age of streaming, only the elite and wide audience favorites hit cinemas. From Superbad and Adventureland helmer Greg Mottola, I dare say this is the most sophisticated silly movie he's done, and a few belly laughs were had on my end for sure. It follows reporter Fletch, who through extraordinary and strange hijinks becomes the prime suspect in multiple murders. He fights to prove his innocence while also attempting to solve the case of where his fiancée's stolen art collection has gone. While Chevy Chase can't be beat, John Hamm is just about as close as anyone can come. He's just the right amount of dashing and aloof, and his deadpan humor and witty rapport make the movie. Caitlin Zara Rose, Roy Wood Jr., Mad Men alum John Slattery, Kyle MacLachlan, and a hilarious turn from Annie Mumolo highlight this one. It's so funny, and so much of the dialogue will make you do a second take. Put your listening ears on, turn your cell phone on vibrate, and just enjoy. On Netflix, FUBAR. During the first two episodes of this new aging star vehicle, I have to be honest, I audibly groaned. Arnold Schwarzenegger's first foray into television led as 1,000 different things, grating, silly, frantic, breezy, funny, but most of all, entertaining. It's certainly not the best thing he's done, but I found by the fourth episode, I legitimately began to care about the fates of these characters. The show follows CIA operative Luke, who's ready to retire and pick up the pieces of the family life he neglected for years. His wife, tired of being on the sidelines, has long since divorced him, as his cover as a small business owner took him all over the world and out of her life. But when he's sent on one last mission, he finds out his daughter is also an operative, and they must work together to stop a terrorist. Despite some dated jokes and plotlines that fall flat, creator Nick Santora, writer of action series Reacher and The Superior Scorpion, develops characters we can't help but invest in. Oddly enough, Schwarzenegger is one of the least likable, with performances from Milan Carter, Gabriel Luna, the always lovable Fortune Feimster, Travis Van Winkle and Canadian treasure Jay Baruchel bringing some depth. Our leading man and Monica Barbaro, who plays his daughter, need to work on their chemistry, but there's enough here to hope for a more polished second season. On Disney Plus, The Color of Money. Paul Newman is one of my favorite actors of all time, and he won his one and only Oscar for reprising an iconic role in this long gestating sequel. He returns as Eddie Felsen in this update of 1961 classic The Hustler. Directed by Martin Scorsese, it follows the aging pool shark as he takes young hothead Vincent under his wing and teaches him how to dominate a pool hall. But things get tangled when Vincent and Eddie soon compete against each other instead of work together. Newman is formidable as always, and he's joined by a young, charismatic Tom Cruise, Mary Elizabeth Mastrantonio, Helen Shaver, and John Turturro. Scorsese creates an interesting, engaging picture, even if it never matches the heights of its predecessor. On Crave, I Wanna Dance with Somebody'll start by disclosing musician biopics are my absolute jam, and I'm entirely biased to enjoy films in the subgenre. I should also let you know I absolutely adore Whitney Houston, and eagerly awaited this film for a very, very long time. With all the 2022 pundits whispering about Oscars, unfortunately, this film was a victim of expectations. The Academy Awards' glory of Bohemian Rhapsody has set a standard for these films, and it's one few can live up to. But taken at face value, I Wanna Dance with Somebody as a touching tribute to Houston, without ever claiming to be some classic endeavor. It can be grating, it's overlong, and it glosses over a lot of her life and challenges. And yet, those who love the artist will find things to enjoy here. The music is beautiful, and Naomi Aki gives a star-making performance as Houston. Stanley Tucci, Ashton Sanders, and Clark Peters are fabulous. I have to be honest and say Nafessa Williams's portrayal of best friend and once lover Robin was grating. This is not a hallmark for musical films, but director Cassie Lemons clearly has a love for the woman whose life inspired the source material, and it shows. On Amazon Prime Video, M3 Gone when it arrived in January 2023, Megan became a candidate for campiest, funniest film of the year almost immediately. Like an updated Child's Play, this one follows an engineer who creates an AI doll named Megan to keep her niece company following a family tragedy. But when the doll begins acting of its own accord and doing unspeakable, horrific things, Megan becomes nearly unstoppable. When I saw this one in theaters opening night, half the audience didn't realize they were seeing a B-movie satire, and were expecting a jump-scare horror flick. It was an interesting experience to feel the pure enjoyment from some of us, and hear the disappointed sighs from others. M3 Gone can be scary, but it's also hilarious and absolutely twisted in some great ways. With Girls alum Allison Williams, young Violet McGraw, Ronnie Chang and Brian Jordan Alvarez, the cast all knows exactly the tone to strike. If you go in expecting the right type of film, this one is a heck of a good time. About the author, Jordan Parker is a freelance journalist and runs entertainment firm Parker PR. A huge lover and supporter of the local art scene, he's an avid filmgoer and lover of all genres. A 2S LGBTQIA+ professional, he also works doing events and fundraising for the AIDS Coalition of Nova Scotia, and has a passion for giving a platform to queer events and artists. His writing often skews toward local businesses, productions, events, and covering arts and entertainment. He's also an avid sports fan and spends every May getting let down by the Maple Leafs in the first round of the playoffs. Jordan believes in an open-door policy, and welcomes story pitches and questions from readers. Email jordanparker339@gmail.com.